There are many unseen forces as well as unresolved energies from our past that can evade our conscious awareness and then affect us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and physically in the now moment. Think about that for a moment. We can look at our past. We have our past lives to deal with. We have our lineage to deal with, emotional blocks. We have something called soul fragments and attachments, and the list goes on. These things may manifest into our lives, anything from bad relationships, health issues, finance issues, you name it. That list is as long as we have people on the planet. If these blocks, if these energies are not removed from our inner script, much like the light that flows through a projector and projects all of the elements of the movie reel into the screen, then these things will affect us. And so the key is in this clearing then is to recognize that you are not the movie, you are not the projector, but rather you are the light itself. So welcome in. Definitely welcome in today. This is Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige, and today my guest is Kane. He is the founder and the healer, and he serves as a conduit for higher levels of awareness and energy to clear these unseen forces and unresolved energies. And as you are guided to allow the flow of your own higher levels of awareness and energies, you are then ultimately clear, transform, renew, and balance at every level. So it's going to be exciting to have him on today. So I invite you to call in if you have questions, if you feel like you have blocks and you'd really like to get some answers, some clarity, please feel free to call in. The number is 323-203-0815. As you know, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a positive way of living. And from week to week, I try to bring you guests and ideas and different things to really help to empower you, because the answers are truly all within you once you can connect to it and remove those things that are blocking you in any way. And so that's what this is all about. Because it is your birthright to live with passion, to live with purpose, and to prosper. If you could imagine right now in this very moment, you can gain the confidence and the courage to do just that, right? Let go of the pain, the fear, the lack, all of these things holding you back. It's time to let go. It's time to stand in your divine light. At Affirmations for Living, we offer those tools and services to assist you on your journey. If you've not been to my site, I invite you to do so, because we have 13 categories of affirmations. Everything from raising your vibration to losing weight is on my site. Also, I offer guided meditations. There are downloads, MP3 lessons from my master series. There's even one-on-one counseling with me, as well as I have a new webinar series getting ready to start on April 5th called Raising Your Consciousness. And so I invite you to check everything out on my site, affirmationsforliving.net. And so what do these things look like? You know, there are so many ways that these things, these energies can show up. And we have unresolved energies from past lives. We have, like I mentioned earlier, genetic and the lineage. We have the subconscious fragments. We have conditions of the chakras. We have mental beliefs, emotional blocks, false self, false programming, I like to call it, relationship cords, spirit attachments. The list goes on and on. So I'm going to bring in my guest now. And like I said, I truly invite you to call in with your questions and concerns so that we can get some clarity in this next hour. And that number is 323-203-0815. Hello, everyone. And we are back. Again, you are listening to Affirmations for Living. And I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And my guest is with me today. Yay. Kane, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Edvige. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited about it.
You are so welcome, and I am delighted. You know, it's so funny how gosh, synchronicities would have it, because, you know, just this week I've been dealing with talking to clients and different people and friends and talking about this clearing of energy and not really, you know, some of them not really truly understanding all of the issues of clearing, not just infiltrations, but there's so much more that you have to deal with when you talk about clearing. So this is just perfect timing. And it's so Absolutely. Funny because we scheduled this, you know, over a month ago. So I think it's just so amazing how the universe can work like that.
He works out all the time.
All the time, indeed. God is good all the time. And so, Kane, if you would just give us a little background on who you are and then how this work came to you, because really you are the healer, you are the founder. This is your baby. So tell us about you.
Well, and again, thank you for having me on. Well, basically, I do come from Brazil. I was born in Brazil. I came to the United States when I was about 15. As a young child, I was always interested in spirituality. Both my parents were always very open-minded. They didn't really give me any dogmas or any beliefs to follow, anything to follow in their footsteps, but they were always interested in a variety of things. So when I was growing up, I always had books about Eastern philosophy, Eastern spirituality, Spiritism, which is kind of popular in Brazil. So kind of being, that was kind of how I was around. And including when I was growing up, also reading books in psychology, things like that, which is kind of not normal reading for a young boy, but it always piqued my interest. Then when I was about 15, I'm moving to the United States, was kind of doing my teenage thing and high school, college. Right after college, got a regular job, was not happy. I always knew something was missing. I always knew that there was a lot more to the world, per se. A lot more to spirituality, a lot more to what we're supposed to be doing here. So I did end up leaving my first job after about a year and a half and started to kind of seek for a higher truth, let's say, that classic seeking that we all start with, and then we kind of find our way. The first thing that I really dove into pretty deeply was kind of, I met this one lady, and she kind of introduced me to a lot of new things that you would call New Age. So I kind of started getting into a lot of multidimensionality, frequencies, channeling, all kinds of things that felt quite natural to me as far as the knowing of them, even though I hadn't really been introduced to them early on. I was always kind of more like in the Eastern philosophy, some spirituality, Buddhism, and things of that nature. And that kind of got me going. That was about, I would say, 9-10 years ago. And what really got me going was about 8-9 years ago, I had a series of very intense spiritual experiences. Mostly at night, I would wake up and there would be huge, overwhelming amounts of energy movement and energy moving through me and things moving. And that was kind of quite new to me. At the same time, it was quite interesting because it was quite new to me, but at the same time, I was quite relaxed about it. So it was like this dichotomy, you know, like, whoa, what's going on? But at the same time, the background, don't worry about it.
You know, and it's so funny that you say that because that's exactly what happened to me. My awakening, you know, growing up around all sorts of spiritual energy in our home. I shared with you that I started getting visited by an ET when I was 12. You know, and then like 4 years ago in the middle of the night, all this energy would be moving around. Literally, beings would come in. It felt like they were plugging me in, and I was being electrically charged. And it's amazing that, if you haven't experienced that, audience, I don't even know how to tell you and how to describe it, although I am writing a book about it. Because, my God, it's amazing. And so I'm thrilled to hear that you've had some of these same experiences.
Absolutely.
Fascinating.
I'm glad that you did share with me a lot too when we talked about a month ago, and you know, quite similar to this. I mean, a lot of, especially the energy movement, a lot of things feeling like opening, a lot of things feeling like new flow of energies, and that's kind of like that first week where, you know, it was kind of almost every night I was having those experiences. it kind of what really happened after that is that I had my, pretty much, and I didn't know this at the time. I didn't even know, wasn't even aware of what a kundalini was or anything like that. But my kundalini did start pretty much rushing through my body after that first few days of intense experiences. And it kind of never stopped. So that, I would say, that one, that's when my, what I call my full clearing mode got going. Before that, you know, I was kind of facing a lot of things, you know, perspective, ideas, concepts, looking at things differently. And again, since I was a child, I had this sort of outside perspective of things. So I remember every time I had this thing that every time I would have an interaction, I would always kind of like be watching myself have the interaction. And then after I had the interaction or something happened, I'd be like, well, that's strange. Okay, why did I say that? Why did I react that way? Okay, what was going on when I said that? And it was kind of just natural when I was a young child. So that was actually a pretty good thing because it's pretty important for the clearing process to kind of disassociate yourself from the thoughts and from your inside-the-box self and kind of see things from a greater perspective.
But what's so amazing, I have to stop you for a second because what's so amazing about what you just said is, do you realize you had that knowing as a child? And, you know, it's fascinating because there's some of us who we actually have come in with those veils down and still the knowing. And that's how you, why you have these spiritual gifts where you're able to assist and help others. It was sole purpose and you never disconnected from it in coming in. And I just want to let you know, if you don't know, that that's why you were like that as a child, because I was very similar to that. And so, you know, what a blessing, what a blessing, because there's so many people who are lost and don't know what their sole purpose is. And to have it really that early on is just fascinating. So, okay, go ahead.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And different things. I mean, as well, I mean, I'll share one last thing, which I rarely share because, I don't know why. But when I was a young child, one of my first earliest memories was as a young child when, you know, you blow the birthday candle and you make a wish. And one of my first memories of doing that and the wish that I made was, and don't ask me why or how or why, I didn't never read about that. I wished for inner peace. And literally, just quite naturally. And pretty sure at the time I didn't really quite know what that even meant. But that was kind of just what flowed through me. And the reason I actually remember that is that every memory of every birthday ever since child growing up, I always wish for the same thing.
Wow.
Never changed. So once that, after those several days of intense experiences, my kundalini kind of started going pretty intensely. At the time, of course, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what the kundalini was. I just knew that I was feeling this rush of energies all the time, and at the same time, I did have some. Later on, I found out or symptoms of kundalini syndrome, which when the kundalini is spontaneously awakened, it's really a rush of it too much. You can get some pressure in different parts of the body. I did get a lot of pressure in my head for a long while, but it was always like kind of, you know, like this rush of water trying to break through the pipes and kind of clear the pipes.
Yes.
So I was kind of
absolutely
having a lot of that going on for a while. And, you know, being tired, almost like, you know, a lot of purification happens with the kundalini, very purifying energy. It's a very natural flow. I mean, again, I just want to say there's nothing special about that. I just want to point that out. Because I know, you know, when I was kind of started getting into it, it was always this fascination with the kundalini, this mystique. And it's quite natural. It's nothing too special about that. It's nothing special about me about that. Actually, it's actually quite natural for the kundalini to be running through your energy system. It's supposed to be doing that.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
So it's quite a natural energy. I mean, it's connected to earth energies, purification energies, intense energies to push things out, to clear things out. It's like almost like this energy for self-maintenance of the energy system to maintain it in a pure state.
But if someone's not having their kundalini awakening, how is there a natural way? Could you tell them a natural way to have it activate or begin to wake up? What should they be doing? You know,
I think a lot of people have the kundalini's energy flowing quite naturally already at different levels. So it's, I don't think it's either on or off. I've met a lot of people, and then there's certain levels of kundalini running through the body. Certainly, If you do more clearing, you go deeper into your energy system, you might get a higher level flow of that. But it's quite natural. I think at this point on the planet, a lot of people are already having the Kundalini lineage running through the energy system. I would definitely not recommend trying to manually work with the Kundalini energies. I do feel the best way, and I do know that ancient Vedic traditions also would recommend this. You first connect to your own higher levels of flow. Now, these higher levels of flow, once they're flowing through you, are connected to the flow, what I call the flow, flows into you through your system like the soft waterfall, goes through all your chakras, your energy system, and it's almost like a connection that you regain. Again, this is a complete natural connection for many different reasons. The human condition at this moment is in what I call a disconnected state, which is disconnected mm-hmm. from this flow, which is disconnected in a great majority, saying, I mean, in those terms, let's say. It's quite an unnatural condition. So many reasons why that unnatural condition came into being, why it is right now, and that would be, of course, a whole nother show just on that.
Absolutely.
but having said that, this natural connection, which is the flow, again, being quite a natural thing to have happen, to be in this flow, will flow down your energy system and start to connect with down your spine, down your main channel, start to connect to the Kundalini. And that energy itself starts to kind of embrace the Kundalini energies and sort of kind of guide the Kundalini energy in its proper path.
Okay.
So this is kind of like this higher level of consciousness that flows and you connect to and flows through you. And that alone is the guidance system for the Kundalini energies from many other levels of energy for being connected. Of course, the Kundalini energy is being connected to the earth energies, to the core of the earth energies. That also is part of that, the flow coming into you, anchoring through you, connecting to the earth energy, to the planetary body, to planetary energies, and then eventually to the planetary core. So you can be this fully full-fledged tree on the planet with you fully anchored with your roots deeply on earth, with the green very open, with this open canopy, let's say, very, very open to this inflow of spiritual energies. So it's very important for both. You can't just have this spiritual flow of energy. Of course you can. I mean, there's no right or wrong. But ideally, the most balanced natural way of being on a physical planet during a physical incarnation, ideally you want to be fully, we have the canopy, quote unquote, fully open to higher levels of energy flow and consciousness and awareness, as well as the roots deeply rooted on the planetary energy. So why? Because you can then be a full expression of your higher levels of energy and consciousness, fully rooted on the planet, so you can manifest.
For you can manifest. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because the higher etheric part of you is the idea, but you have to be able to bring that higher part of you down into you and make it manifest. And it manifests with that being rooted in. So
absolutely.
Very cool stuff. So now let's get to the nitty gritty. What is the Clearing Institute?
Okay.
And what do you do?
Okay, thank you for that. Well, the Clearing Institute, basically, the mission of the Clearing Institute is to bring clearing and clarity. It's to help others going through their natural clearing process, because it's a natural process, meaning getting rid of your stuff, quote unquote, is a natural process, especially now on the planet with the present current energies and the present times we live in. The transformational clearing process, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either we embrace that or we fight against that. Now,
so you know what? Okay, I have so many questions. So now, again, if someone is fighting against it, and I know of people out there, I'm sure they're listening, so this is for you. If they're fighting against it, then their bodies are fighting against it, and that's when they might feel a lot more anxiety. They might have an undue amount of pain, and symptoms will show up physically when they're fighting the process.
Well, yes, that could be the case. I always do it case by case. What happens sometimes is that the body can be trying to get rid of old unresolved energies. Mm-hmm. And when there's a fight, and I call those layers of resistance and levels of identification with those unresolved energies, what happens is the natural energies are trying to clear that, it kind of gets stuck. So you kind of get stuck with a quote-unquote symptom or a condition, quote-unquote, that doesn't go away. It doesn't go away because the environment where it is, and with the environment of the unresolved energies, be it mental energies, emotional energies, etheric energies, and sometimes, of course, physical things can be toxins, pollution, radiation. Those things are also physical. You know, they can also, of course, cause. I don't want to say that every condition, every ailment is only not never
emotional.
Physical. Yeah,
exactly.
It's emotional.
Exactly.
It always has. I always feel that everything has all the components. Most of the time. So sometimes it may be a lot more emotional, maybe more of a mental, maybe more of a physical, but usually most of the cases it's a holistic thing because we are holistic beings. We are physical, etheric, emotional, and mental human beings.
Absolutely.
That are instruments for our soul field of consciousness. So the human instrument has all those levels, and whatever we manifest on the physical has all those levels. So
yes.
So having said that, I mean, fighting against it. I mean, sometimes for people, a person is not consciously fighting against it. It is basically subconscious energies of, again, resistance and identification. Meaning what? I have old and resolved anger or resentment, as an example, and I really don't want to let that go subconsciously. Of course, in the conscious awareness, you might not even be aware you have that old pocket in your pancreas, let's say, that is holding on to a lot of anger and resentment, right? So, but subconsciously it's there. Subconsciously, there's sort of an attachment to it sometimes. There's layers of resistance that, and the layer of resistance is saying, I'm not letting go of it. I'm not letting go of this. No way, Jose. So, of course, all unconscious. What part of the work, what I try to bring with the clearing sessions and the clearing institute is to help people identify those old pockets of energy. And when they ask me, well, what's going on? Why am I not getting, why is this persisting? Or why is this not going away? And what? Well, we'll bring higher levels of awareness to, well, there's a lot of unresolved energies here, emotional energies. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of resentment. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of fear. I mean, there's many a plethora of frequencies that can be happening at any given moment in different parts of the energy system, the body, and so forth.
Exactly.
So just bringing those levels of clarity to those, and with levels of clarity and awareness, that immediately starts transforming the energies. Absolutely. And not only my awareness, I guide the person to that awareness. It's also both of our awareness are being aware of it. I bring it the proper clarity and context so there can be a full level of acceptance of it. Because I always feel that with clarity comes clearing, with clearing comes clarity, and so forth.
So forth.
Clarity.
So the Clearing Institute, obviously you do more than that as well. So let's get back to what is the Clearing Institute, because you also offer other things in addition to clearing energies, correct?
Absolutely. Well, okay. Yes. Well, the two main, I'll say the two main categories of the clearings would be old and resolved energies.
Okay.
And the other category would be what I call on the website unseen forces. Now, unseen forces can mean, of course, many different things. It could be mostly would be under the label of negative interference, but it could be spirit attachment. So you could have different levels of spirit attachment, which is constantly influencing you as well. And you're not usually the majority of people are not consciously aware of that. And so part of the clearing study is to bring awareness to it's already happening. So part of what I do is, okay, let's bring clarity to it. What is happening? And then they can hear and consciously aware, be aware of it. Of course, parts of the subconscious already know. Of course, the soul level of awareness already knows. So we're bringing that awareness to the conscious awareness, the human conscious awareness, human personality awareness, so it can be cleared in the now through the human conscious awareness.
Absolutely. So and yeah, that so makes sense because you definitely, you know, when you don't have it consciously, when you don't know what it is, then you speculate and you're guessing and you're trying, you know, and then you're lost and you feel like you don't have power. But once you begin to consciously understand what is going on, where it's coming from, why it's happening, then you can
Absolutely.
Really empower yourself. And now you have the tools to begin to address these things so that you can peel back the layers. If you don't know what you're peeling back, how can you do that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then just as a metaphor, it's like you have a flashlight and you're pointing all kinds of directions. That flashlight is represented the light of your awareness. Now, mm-hmm. if you don't know where to point it, and the light of awareness in this flashlight metaphor, it's what transforms, it's what really clears. So mm-hmm. if you're not pointing that flashlight at the right place in the proper context, it cannot do its quote-unquote magic, it cannot do its what it does, which is clear, which is dissipate, which is bring things to harmony, to a natural state. So really the clearing agent, let's say, the catalyst is always the light of awareness. Of course, there's also the clearing energies and the healing energies that flow through and help and clear and push and clean and things of that nature. But really the catalyst is the light of your own awareness. That's really what it starts the clearing process, the transformational process, the dissipation process of unwanted energies or unwanted interference and so forth. So I help you by giving you clarity. Point that flashlight. Oh, that's what's going on. Let's talk. Okay, this is what's going on in this proper context. It comes from this. It's connected to this. So when we actually start tracing back that layer that leads to another layer and is rooted into a blockage, which has a fragment. So we kind of go all through the network. So we kind of dismantle the whole network of whatever the construct is that is maintaining a quote-unquote condition or that is allowing for a negative interference. Because mm-hmm. the negative interference is allowed, quote-unquote, because of subconscious energies that are sort of like openings for the negative interference to connect. So,
wow.
Oh, absolutely. So I usually say to people, so how do I protect myself? Well, yes, we can work on protection, but the true full solution, permanent solution, is to clear those openings within your subconscious that allow these energies to kind of be like, okay, let me poke my head in here because there's an opening there. So meaning what? Maybe there's a pocket of old result energy that is fear or that is a pocket of energy of victimization. Now, that pocket of energy, which when I say unresolved energy, also means unexpressed energy. So in that pocket, that unresolved energy that is in fear, that is crouching at the corner, because of many different things, many lives can have created many different pockets of unresolved energy. Maybe it was mm-hmm. persecution in a lifetime. Maybe it was a battle. Maybe it was something that happened, a traumatic experience. I mean, it could be many different things. Now, that pocket being there and that part of you of the subconscious or the fragment or just the energetic environment being of fear, let's say, mm-hmm. that is what allows the negative interference to come in and play the role of what you're being afraid of. So
That makes so much sense. I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's such clarity because I know so many people who are always, you know, they've got to put this protection up and they got to put this protection up and I have to clear my energetic field. And they're saying, clear your field every day, clear your field, clear your field. It's like mm-hmm. get to the root of the issue and
absolutely.
You don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's always, of course, you clear the negative interference, but you do have to go to the root. Why? What is that negative interference connecting to? Now we go in and okay, this is fear. This is fear from this past life. Let's allow it to express itself. The reason it's there in sort of like a replay loop, kind of just constantly being 24/7, mm-hmm. being at state within that pocket in the subconscious, is because it's unexpressed. It is being relinquished to the subconscious, being pushed down into the basement, sort of like, okay, there you go in the baggage, and I won't look at that anymore. Until we go in and, okay, let's open the baggage, let's look at that. And then by looking at that and being with that, I usually constantly say, let's just be with that for a few moments. And just by being with that, you are just allowing acceptance, allowing flow, allowing awareness to start clearing that energy, giving it, mm-hmm. if necessary, giving it the proper context so there's more acceptance. The more acceptance, the deeply you allow yourself to be aware of it and allow itself to be cleared.
So
it's kind of like, again, just going deeper and deeper and allowing that to take place. Now, and again, having said that, this is really the permanent solution. Let's clear all those entry points mm-hmm. for negative interference. Man, I was going to say something and just slipped my mind.
It'll come back. So you bring it up,
yeah.
And here's the thing. compassion is the word I'm hearing. So here it is. Instead of trying to shove things in boxes and pretending that these things don't exist, and then you cover it and protect, you bring it up lovingly. You acknowledge that this is the situation, this is the energy, this is the whatever, and then you let it have its voice, and then you lovingly heal it and allow it to return to the light.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. It's all about fully accepting.
Beautiful.
Yes. In a complete non-judgmental way, right? Because
yes.
those are just pockets of unresolved there. It's not who you are. If you are, and you are, a being of pure love and light, anything that is not pure love and light is just a false layer. So there's no levels of identification with that pocket of fear, of anger, of sadness. That's just energy. Unresolved, it's just there. Let's just be with it. Let's just look at it. Let's just allow itself to be expressed. The reason it's there to begin with, and for many lifetimes there's an accumulation, is because it was not allowed to be expressed. It was suppressed. And every energy that is created through you has to be expressed. And if you don't, if something creates through you because of a situation or something that happened, and you suppress that from expressing itself through you, so let's say a cry that was not cried, that cry doesn't just disappear. That cry goes into your basement. So that starts, and then the more cry, it kind of starts to come together, the light frequencies kind of start to create this environment, this pockets of energy of all these uncried cries. And then it's there for that reason. It's not who you are. It's just level. It's just expression energy. And then when we go there and be with it, we just allow ourselves to express. And then when we're being with that, you know, I see the layer. I see crying. You know, I see. Let's say usually, you know, as a metaphor, that part of it's just giving a good cry, and it's just let's just be with that sadness, allow it to express itself out of existence. Let's just be with that for a few moments. It's not judgmental. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's not who you are. It's just this old energy, or just this energy that is there and just needs to be expressed so you can be free, liberated from that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you said, too, and it's so important that everyone understands, you know, we have lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of accumulation of these things. And so, you know, you may be thinking, well, I can't figure out what I did in this life to cause it. But just here, if you have 1,000 lifetimes, you know, you're an old soul. And so there's this energy that has gone from one experience to the next lifetime. And you bring that experience and all of that energy forth with you. And so, you know, it's really about getting to the core of it. And it might have happened, you know, 15 lifetimes ago, and you've brought it along with you all this time. So it's deeply
Absolutely.
Rooted. And so you really have to gingerly bring it up, love it
Absolutely.
Free. And,
Absolutely.
You know, and so there's so many aspects of ourselves when we talk about how we're multidimensional. It's like healing has to occur at every dimension, at every level of who we are, every layer, parallel life, past life, everywhere where you are, where your essence and your energy is, that energy has to be nurtured and cared for so that you can step into your divine umbrella of who you truly are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then this is and it's a great segue into the clearing process. What is the clearing? The clearing is really getting rid of all this false energy, all that is not who you truly are, so you can be who you truly are at any given level. I mean, it's all level, but especially to the human conscious awareness. So, and then just as you said, like an onion, you go through 15 lifetimes ago, okay, this. Sometimes we go into the energy just being with that. Okay, this happened in this lifetime, but really we clear that layer. We go to another layer that's behind that. Oh, this is even older. Okay, so let's go there. Oh, and then we clear that. Oh, this is okay, but the root really became all this way back here. This is what started it. It kind of started the blockage, and then it just kept adding layers on top of that and layers and layers and layers. So just as you said, you got to trace it all the way back, and sometimes it goes hundreds of lifetimes ago. Sometimes it goes really, sometimes it goes so long ago, and it's sometimes because it's funny. Sometimes it goes to the period of Atlantis, and a lot of people alive nowadays did experience the end of Atlantis, and most of those do, and this came in several times. Right? I've seen the end of Atlantis through different eyes, through different perspectives, many times because that energy is there to be resolved, because it was quite a traumatic experience for a lot of people that are still here, and that is. When it's there, it always comes up because it's a big thing there. And
absolutely.
Having said that, yeah, absolutely, it's a big thing. So, So having said that, sometimes, and it's funny because I tell people, but listen, honestly, Atlantis is kind of like yesterday. It's like modern times because a lot of times there's blockages and things that happened so long ago, that was like 100,000 years ago. And sometimes it happens in another planet. I mean, there's so many clears that goes to the
yes.
cause is an event that happened in another planet. There was maybe a battle on another planet. And quite frankly, I mean, our galaxy is kind of like there are a lot of things happening in our galaxy. So unfortunately, there are many other planets where you will still encounter war-like scenarios, persecution and suppression, and things of that nature. So a lot of these things that you would recognize as a human experience also happens in other planets, and it's just through a different physical vehicle. But it's really the same type of experience. So it's really not about, okay, where, what sector, what planet. No, it doesn't matter. Anger is anger is anger. Did that happen all the way in the outer corner of the galaxy? And you had this level of anger that is now still unresolved? Anger is anger is anger. Did it happen 100 years ago on planet Earth? It's still the same. Anger is anger is anger. So it's really, as well, kind of getting, not really getting caught up on all the details and the specificity. It's really just, okay, what is this energy? What is that I did not allow myself to express, and I'm carrying my baggage, and then it needs to be expressed now?
Exactly. Yeah, perfectly said. Perfectly mm-hmm. said. So then how do you assist them in the clearing process? Do you go into a slight meditation, a self-hypnosis? What exactly does the process look like?
Well, no, basically, it kind of goes like quite just like a normal conversation would go. Like, I mean, we introduce ourselves to each other. I, you know, what's going on? What is the reason you, what do you want to look at? What is the reason you want to clearing? Mm-hmm. And then you just tell me different things. And if it's a physical thing or if it's an emotional thing or mental thing, okay. And then I say, okay, let's just be with that for a few moments. And mm-hmm. then I just allow things to come to come to awareness. I usually have, okay, what is that we should be aware of now? And I just allow it to happen. I don't go digging. I don't do anything, quote unquote, manually. I don't use my hands or fingers and kind of like, okay, let's push this here, push that. I don't do any of that, right? So I just kind of allow. It's kind of like I just allow this stream of consciousness. Okay, let's just be aware of that. Because what is the clearing engine? The clearing engine is the light of awareness. So you can just allow your awareness to go anywhere. And of course, your awareness can go anywhere in creation. So of course you can go, okay, let's go to see what's behind this condition in this order. Let's see what's behind this emotional situation you have going on. Just allow the awareness to go there. The awareness can expand into the greatest levels of the universe, to the quantum level. It doesn't matter. It's just all consciousness, and you are part of that all oneness.
All the knowing. So then, what are the main issues then that usually come up during a clearing?
The main issues, again, under the two categories, it's the main issue, to be quite honest, is old unresolved energies.
Okay.
And again, the other would be outside interference. Now, under old unresolved energies, usually, most of the time, overwhelmingly majority of the time, it is old unresolved energies of lifetimes. So it could be, like you said, a lifetime ago, 15 lifetimes ago. It could be a construct that took maybe 3-4 lifetimes to kind of give you that pocket right there. So then, of course, you have to unravel that history of that pocket. There's also sideways connections to other lifetimes. There is ancestral lineage, because sometimes you carry in your energetic baggage what came through your genetic lineage. So that would also be part of old unresolved energies from the past. And then with those unresolved energies, it's going to be overall majority of the time layers, blockages, mental constructs and beliefs. And I'll say those are the main ones. So there's other things as well, but those are really what usually comes up.
Okay. So what could someone expect after a clearing?
After a clearing, and let's just go back real quick so people know, because a few seconds on the other category of outside interference, because so many people suffer from, you know, something's happening to me. It could be, and I'm just talking about this real quick because it's also very, very important, and I want people that are having this situation to know that there's help for that.
Okay.
It can be, again, spirits, it could be entities, it could be demonic entities. I don't really like to use that word because then you get into religious things and whatever. I would say those are corrupted levels of consciousness, darkness energy. There's different types of darkness energy that come and they'll fall under negative interference. And again, that also leads into the clearing of your inner self, which is, okay, well, how is that connecting to you? Why is that coming in? Was this connection from a past lifetime? A lot of times, believe it or not, and I guess it's not surprising, a lot of times there was past lives with dark magic, with ritual, type of lifetimes. There's lifetimes of different priesthoods and different cultures that dealt a lot with spirits, dealt a lot of with entities. And, of course, still nowadays that happens. So those things kind of follow you now. Now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what is this? And it made sense in that lifetime, but right now it's still kind of connected. And it's like, whoa, this is not good. This is not good. So kind of giving help for that. Also, just want to bring this up to people that are, they may not know or they may know if there's off-world interference, because I call that interdimensional interference or off-world interference. Off-world interference, that of course would go kind of in the realm of extraterrestrial, interfering with your energies, kind of connecting to you, having an experience that you don't want to be having.
So that, been there, that, had that, yeah, cleared
exactly.
It,
so
thank
that,
God.
Yeah, absolutely. So that usually, I mean, that 99.98% of the time, if not 100% of the time, I usually don't like to say 100%, that's a very good sign that it needs to be cleared. Why? Because I always say this, if there's any doubt, there's no doubt. If you, for any moment, in any interaction that you have with any quote-unquote unseen force, and you have that any shadow of a doubt, there's no doubt. Because if it was a high, pure level connection, you, trust me, you will have no doubt whatsoever. Because it's going to be harmonious. It's going to be the right time. It's going to be a beautiful experience. You're going to be respected. You're going to feel the harmonizing with you. It's not intrusive. It's not an interference. So again, if there's any doubt, there's no doubt. It needs
to be clear. You know, and I can say I've had both. I've been visited by our benevolent beings quite a bit, and I've had visit from the not so good, and I've had amazing visits from the wonderful and benevolent godlike beings. And so clearly there is a difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So people are suffering from that, and again, spirit attachment or whatever, entities, elemental, it could be a variety of things. It could be psychic attacks, it could be curses. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's all under the guise of a negative outside influence, a negative interference. All of that can be cleared away. And I usually tell people, no, don't worry. It's not a big deal. We just have to bring awareness to it. Don't worry about
exactly.
it. Because they thrive on non-awareness. They depend on non-awareness. They live in non-awareness.
And so the fear that comes with it, and the fear that comes with it. And that's the thing. When you begin to empower yourself and become aware of, then you take away that energy's power. And that's really what this show is all about, empowerment.
Absolutely.
And so
Absolutely.
That right there is the key to all of this, becoming aware, Absolutely. Taking control, being responsible, and loving it free and taking away its power and standing in your divine power.
Absolutely. And that, you know, in that proper context, they should be afraid of you. Because why?
Amen.
Because because what they need is for you not to be who you truly are. That is why they spent so much time and effort for a long time to have the humanity in a disconnected state of being. Why? Because you're disconnected from who you truly are, because they fear who you truly are. They cannot coexist with who you truly are. They must exist under in the space of disconnected awareness where you are not aware of them.
Exactly.
And they must have a space of fear. They must have a space of fear in you to connect to you. They must have you in fear. That is their main strategy. It's not their only strategy.
That's how they feed.
You down. Yeah, that's how they feed. That's how they get in. That's how they connect. So no wonder they even in the outer expression of them, in the shadow workings of the world, that's why they spend so much time in putting everybody in fear. I mean, that is almost like the bread and butter. They must do that. You have to understand, they must do that to maintain any level of quote-unquote control and manipulation. Of course, that's just pure insanity. That's a pursuit they have, but that's just pure insanity from any higher level perspective. But their insanity for control and manipulation, they must maintain a disconnected state, one, and maintaining a state of fear. Fear is the furthest frequency away that you can have from the light. When you are in a blockage, and I've been to many blockages of fear, and some of them are so dense and compressed. Why? Because they've been there for so long and they've been so pushed down. And then you see that it's like a small little black marble, just as a metaphor. And it's small, not because it's smaller, it's small because it's more condensed. It's so kind of pushed in and condensed. It becomes this small and it has so much content in there. So that is what they need. When you go into a blockage of fear and you are in this space of fear, I mean, it is devoid of any light whatsoever. It is the furthest away frequency-wise that you can be from the light. No wonder that's the frequency that they revel on and they depend on as well.
Exactly.
You kind of get, when you're in that frequency of fear, you pretty much shut down. You are shut down. I mean, I'm sure many people already experienced being shut down with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
well, we only have a few minutes. We only have a few minutes left, and so I don't know if you want to go over the what is the path of being and the art of allowance, or do you really just want to close with a couple more ideas? Because literally, we have about 1 or 2 minutes to wrap everything up. So
we'll wrap it up. I mean, I think the most important thing, the path of being, of course, is just this the art of allowance is just kind of what we'll be talking about. If you're being of pure love and light, being who you truly are, being one with the universal currents, being one with the higher levels of soul of who you truly are, and so forth. That is the path of being, rather than the path of becoming. You already are all those things. It's really allowing them to be through you. And the clearing process is really getting everything out of the way that is not allowing those who you truly are already have been and will always be from fully expressing itself through you in the physical plane on earth for the benefit of yourself and all others.
Absolutely.
So that is the main clearing process. That is the main personal clearing process. And this is how also the individual clearing process of each and every one of us affects the planet as a whole. The planet as a whole depends on ourselves allowing these higher levels of energy, consciousness, and awareness to flow through us into our planet, into the environment, into the planet itself. It depends on us. It depends. That's how it happens, truly. Truly, that's how it happens. There's frequencies helping, supporting that for happening now, so we should take advantage and really embracing that full, that clearing process, that awakening, that transformation, clearing, awakening process, all at once, just allow it to happen, and we can transform the planet. That's the only way it can happen.
Absolutely. That is the only way. And so, Kane, tell everyone your website and how they can reach you if they would like to experience you firsthand.
The website is theclearinginstitute.com.
Okay.
Once you go to the website, you have there's some information there. There's a page to schedule a session. I'm also going to be speaking at the end of March. I've been invited to speak at an event called the Graceful Gathering. A friend of mine organized that. You can find some of that. I'm going to post a link, but you can also go to gracefulgathering.com. That's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. But basically, I mean, you can just go to the Clearing Institute, and if there's any questions, doubts, you can just use the contact form, email me, or if you're ready, just browse through it. If you're ready to schedule a session, just go to the schedule session page, and there's a quick little form to fill out, and I'll receive that form, and I'll write back to you, and we'll go from
Perfect.
There.
Perfect. Sounds good. I want to thank you for joining me, and it has just been a joy talking with you. So we will do this again
thank
soon.
You so much.
Take care.
I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. So there you have it, everyone. Wow, what an amazing, amazing episode. I hope that you really got some clarity from it. Again, I want to wish you well this week. This has been Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige. If you haven't already downloaded my app, Awakened, it's on both iTunes and it's on the iPhone and Android. And you can stay up to date. You can listen to the show wherever you are. You get Monday affirmations. Every Monday I send out affirmations. And so please download the app Awakened today. Until next time, be safe. Take care. Blessings.